This is a Main Hustle Media podcast.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jackie O and you're listening to Militantly Mixed.
Yo, this is Rashani from the Single Simulcast. And when I'm not making you laugh or making up parody songs, I'm kicking back, listening to Militantly Mixed.
Main Hustle Media podcasts are recorded on the ancestral lands of the Chumash, Tongva, Hohokam, and Yucateco Maya people. And we wish to pay our respects to the people of those nations, both past and present. Konnichiwa, what's up, cousins? Welcome to Militantly Mixed, the podcast about race and identity from the mixed race perspective. I'm your Sir Auntie, Charmaine Fury, and I know I had promised an update near the end of February after I got back from taking my younger two cats, Crate and Kraya, back to the States, but pretty much as soon as I got back, life went downhill again. So I just want to make a quick update to let y'all know what's going on. I was able to successfully take my younger two cats to the States, and they're being well looked after with my friends who've offered to let me stay there until I kind of get on my feet. And they're doing really well. And I have cameras set up in the room that they're in so I can keep an eye on them too when I'm feeling kind of lonely for them. But they're being well taken care of and they're adjusting really well. Unfortunately, when I got back though, my eldest two cats, Revan and Rain, their health both took a turn, and you know, they were set like 17 and a half years old, so it's not a surprise. It just, what was a surprise is that I lost them both within 8 days of each other. First, Revan died on February 26th, and then Rain died on March 5th. And, it's really like losing Tristan all over again. Revan and Rain made up our original family unit. After Tristan and I moved to Austin, actually a year after we moved to Austin is when we got Revan. And then about 4 months after that, we got Rain. So for at least a full 17 years, those two cats were companions. They weren't the most cuddly with each other, but Revan and I shared a very special bond, and Rain and Tristan shared a very special bond, and so to lose them both at the same time, especially just 3 months after losing Tristan, has been just a fucking horror. And while I'm relieved that my younger two cats are doing well and I'll be reunited with them soon, it does feel like my whole family died. So I'm not doing well. I still have 2 more weeks left until I leave Mexico permanently, and I never actually realized I've never been alone before. I like to be alone a lot. I spend a lot of time on my own, but I've always lived with somebody. The only time I really lived alone was in the dorm because I had a single room, but there was always people always around, so that hardly feels the same. And here my house just feels so empty without even just a single cat here. I can't fucking wait to get out of here. Because the three beings I love most on this planet all died in this house. So I am ready to go. That's really the only update I have for everybody. I guess I also should say that due to this double loss that I've suffered so close to Tristan's death as well, I withdrew myself from the Critical Mixed Race Studies conference that is taking place in June in Ohio. I just don't have the heart to work on something like the workshop, and I don't want to deliver a half-ass workshop just because I was accepted, and I've just lost too much at this point for me to be able to muster in that short amount of time. So I'm gonna just be focusing on getting myself back to the States and taking time to adjust from being first a six, family of six, to a family of five, to now a family of three. I am still working on Matcha Masala and Murder. It seems to be the only thing I really can work on at the moment. So you will still see that those episodes are continuing. And I actually am back to working on the Be Your Mixed Ass Self book. I'll actually be writing more for that book than I had originally intended, and part of that process is dealing with what I'm going through right now as well. So it has been a slightly healing project in the last week or so. But that's it. That's the update that I have for y'all. I will return to the U.S. at the end of March on March 24th, and then I'll do my best to try to give an update after I get settled in and everything. But I won't put a timeline on it at the moment. My GoFundMe is still live, actually, that Shay and Jeff created for me. We did extend the goal to hit 11,000 if we can. I think we're nearly at 7,500 at the moment. Because an international move and the death of two cats and my health issues I've had since Tristan has died has been a bit costly. So that link is still available in my link tree and everything. Thank you to everybody who's donated or shared it or sent kind messages and everything. It means a lot to still have the support of the community despite not being able to produce anything for the community at the moment. That's really all I have to say. I just wanted to make sure I got an update out to everybody. And I'll do my best to update after I get back to the U.S. So that's it, everybody. As always, be your mixed ass selves and free Palestine.
Militantly Mix is a Main Hustle Media podcast, produced and hosted by me, Charmaine Fury. Music is by David Bogan, the One. You can follow us on social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Militantly Mixed. If you'd like to become a sponsor of Militantly Mixed, please go to patreon.com/militantlymixed for monthly sponsorship or paypal.me/militantlymixed for a one-time only donation. And if you like what you hear on Militantly Mixed, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to be your mixed-ass self. Main Hustle Media. Turn your side hustle into your main hustle.